county is going to perform it. It is currently being designed. The Round Mountain box, I don't know if we need to add that to the completed at our next meeting, because it should be completed by then. And the Reno Springs BRO project could be put on there. Unless I missed it. Didn't see it on there anywhere. Thunder Road made it to Little Rock, and we're awaiting approval down there to be able to do that. We have to do another study on all the brown, black, white, whatever color bats, the crayfish, all of that, the turtle. We passed all of it again, so everybody should be happy on that part of it. We're pushing hard on it because we have a timeline between November and April that we have to get the trees on the ground due to the bats. So, and a weekly connection to the core on it.
Anybody ever see any actual bats in that area? Just a criteria.
All it takes is loose bark for a bat to go by.
They're changing that, actually. In the future, it's going to move to any tree, period. That's over 6 inches in diameter. So you won't be able to do any construction using any federal funds outside of a certain time window, which is December 15th to March 5th, or March 31st, or something like that, as far as tree clearing. It's going to make it even harder to do projects.
More on the property.
Because a bat may want to use it as habitat if it were to start to rot out. If it were to die, start to rot out, you didn't catch it, and a bat could try to use it as habitat. And so it'll make it this that much more fun to do projects.
Yeah, we did get our 75 mile of chip seal completed this year. We're working on another list for next year. Currently we're at 65 mile, and we're going to add about anywhere from 5 to 10 more to that. And then we'll be doing 16 plus mile of micro paving and subdivisions. People are just happy, happy, happy with it. About all I got.
Or Matt, then on the Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road, that elbow bridge. Now, is that still, is there going to be some, any like reconfiguration of the road while that's going?
Yeah,
still try to
have a different alignment. It'll be a better alignment. Instead of having 90 degree corners on each end.
Yeah.
It'll have a gentle corner, go across the bridge at an angle, and a gentle curve coming off of it.
On Reno Springs Road there, that one curve, are you just improving the sideline, or are you going to...
Yeah, we improved the sideline. That gentleman had somebody T-boning there, but
yeah.
He was going very fast anyway. So the property owner gave permission to remove trees to improve the sight distance.
That'll help.
Six highways come along very quick.
Yeah, they're
Jason good. Probably speak to that. They're more and more curb up at the roundabout today, and they've got a majority of their guardrail and pavement down. I'm assuming they're going to put one more layer of pavement.
Yeah, and then I think their camera goes today, or if it's not already done, it's supposed to be soon to switch people over to the Triangle Bridge. Put the bridge in place, hold the bridge in service, so to speak, and move right along. And we have a sewer project that runs concurrently with that, moving along way ahead of schedule.
the bridge down there looked like it was moving ahead of schedule also.
They are really moving down there.
They're moving very quick.
I've got a couple of ODOT updates, but I'll do those on the new business.
Okay.
Not from ODOT, but from their information.
Okay, perfect. You can jump right into that if you want.
Oh, okay. There's some funding coming our way. We always got to be alert for funding. Get them out to the audience here, too. There's one in here, he's got the other one there. This has to do with the rail division. You know, we talk about the highway division all the time, but on the rail side, and you remember the infrastructure bill that President Biden passed a couple of years ago, putting trillions of dollars of infrastructure out there. It's moving right along. With MoDOT has got the funding built into their STIP, their five-year plan already, and they're looking for project dispensing. And they've announced, the Federal Railroad Administration has announced 70 projects across 35 states. This is for short lines, similar to the Branson Scenic Railroad and the Missouri North Arkansas Railroad, flowing out across the various states. And the CRISI program, I'm not going to read the full name of it, but it's abbreviated CRISI, Competitive Discretionary Grant, Freight and Passenger Rail Infrastructure. So it's both freight and passenger funding out there. And there's some projects here in Branson that could qualify under those areas of both freight and passenger. And that's what I've listed down below here, to be on the alert for the transload facility. There already, as we talked at a previous meeting, up in the northern part of the state, funds have already flowed to a transload facility up there. It's a model to build the applications over and the modeling of to go after funding for that. And then also that downtown Branson pedestrian overpass project. That would be a passenger-related one, plus a freight rail, both. So it would have probably double credit for when you went up to assess the points of getting for the funding. And Michael, we talked before about, I think, that project. It's not going to be an inexpensive project. It's very expensive, depending on how ornate the overpass would be to get an overpass from the parking lot of the Branson City Carrera Road to the landing and have it artistically designed and to match in. But funding is flowing, so heads up in that on behalf of MoDOT. Now, the contact person, I believe, is Troy Hughes, I believe, is the current administrator of rail. And so now, on the next hand, I'm going to give to you, he's got some other projects that we might qualify for, and his phone number is listed on here, so he would be a good one to start it. A small group of perhaps representative of the Branson City Carrera Road and the Missouri North Arkansas and the city, and do some contacting to see if they can get organized and see what's available. Because it's already approved in the MoDOT budget. Next item is announcement of potential passenger service into not only Springfield, but Branson. You might recall back in 1998, the Missouri North Arkansas made application to the federal government to have rail service into Springfield. But also in the STIP for the MoDOT, their funding in there for their five-year funding program provides for funding for enhanced Amtrak and Missouri DOT rail service. You might recall they operate the River Runner train between Kansas City and St. Louis. But you ever talk about Amtrak, it runs all the way across the United States. It states here, extending rail passenger service from Union Station by adding a third daily round trip to to St. Louis and new connections to St. Joseph and Springfield area is being explored by state transportation officials. And this came out in September, this past September, a few months ago. The application would include $76 million in federal funding, expand the destinations available to Kansas City, but on the back page is the important part. It says the proposed route to the Southwest Missouri, including Branson and Joplin. And if you go on their STIP, their five-year plan, which is about 100 pages long, I would advise it, unless you want to have bedtime reading, it's a pretty thick document. If you go on there, you'll see a map where they actually plot an extension of rail service from Kansas City to Springfield and extend that route on the map into Branson. So there's high potential of at least applying for funding to accomplish that. I think I added to your sheet there, too, MORPAC group is interested in all these projects, and they provided just a map for information only to put to your file. These are all of the existing current long-distance routes of Amtrak passenger service on there. Not the freight railroads, but they run over the freight railroads, but that's the passenger routes. But then, take it one step further, that was back in September when they unveiled the STIP for MoDOT, had it in there for Springfield passenger service and the extension to Branson. And then just in October, they came out with this additional notice. You should copy a bit from the files also. And this is an article from the Springfield Business Journal, which I think most of you are probably familiar with. Again, in September, October, and it's announcement, a passenger rail line between Springfield, Kansas City, to be Missouri's future. Linda Horn, Communications Director of the Missouri Department of Transportation, MoDOT, has submitted a application for federal funding to study the feasibility of the rail line. They've requested $500,000 for this study to build on, and people can apply for additional funding from it if the study is completed and if it shows potential. And at the bottom down here, it says they hope to receive a decision on the feasibility study by the end of this year. So it's coming up very soon. By our next meeting in January, we should be hearing the results on whether that study is going forward or not. So, there's some activity of passenger service potential in Branson. And everywhere Amtrak is building new lines now are upgrading with the infrastructure bill. For instance, from Virginia all the way to the West Coast, they're upgrading all the station. That multi-trillion dollar infrastructure bill that we all voted for, or Mr. Biden put forward and passed through Congress, is upgrading almost all of the stations all the way from Virginia to the West Coast. It's also working on high-speed rail funding for California. So there's a lot of potential funding, even for new buildings, that it would be along the extension. Springfield's got a new facility, a bus terminal downtown that they built about 4 or 5 years ago that's right next to the railroad tracks. So it may not need a new building, but there's potential for new buildings that to be applied for also. So these are all things to come on the horizon to kind of plan for. I've been the rail person for this group. I'll keep you abreast of it as we move along.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob. That's it.
Any other new business that you'd like me?
So just wanted to let you all know that the Transportation Alternatives Program, TAP, MoDOT,